Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your bad breaks go getting you down.
That's the Atlanta Rhythm Section, bringing us back with what I consider to be the small business anthem. Even when things get tough, and you've had enough, you still got to try. You still do, small business owners. That's the reason you're my hero. That's the reason you inspire me every day to do this show, to come to you every day, talk about things that are important to your small business. Not only the things that help you operate in your small business, but the forces around your small business that are impacting you. What are those right now? Nothing more in the news, nothing more momentous, I think, nothing more of a specter for small businesses now than the launch of Obamacare and how it's landing on everybody. I mean, day by day, we hear new stories, and some of them are horror stories. Rick Newman's here to report on some of this right now. Rick's a longtime Brain Trust member, the author of Rebounders, a columnist for Yahoo Finance. Rick, thanks again, by the way, for hanging out with us.
Yep.
Recently, you wrote a piece called How Obama Overlooked 10 Million Americans Who Could Lose Their Health Insurance. Tell us about that.
Well, I wish I didn't have to talk about this, because I've been one of the people who's been saying, look, all this bashing of Obamacare is way out of line, yeah. Tons of hyperbole and outright myths and lying. However, this is a real problem, and this gets to the people whose insurance is being canceled. And now that we're seeing this actually go into effect, we're understanding who the losers are in this situation. And here's who they are, Jim. I mean, there's still a lot of misinformation about it. So simply put, there are about 15 million people in America who don't get insurance through an employer, but get insurance an individual policy on the individual market. So they're not able to take advantage of group rates. These tend to be much more expensive.
Right.
And a lot of those plans are what you would call,
which includes most small business. Many millions of them are small business owners.
Yeah, that's correct. Now, some of these plans are what you'd call bare bones, catastrophic plans, or even less than catastrophic,
right.
And they don't cover very much. Obama calls these substandard policies.
According to him.
And the law says that as of January 1st, it establishes minimum requirements that every insurance policy must have. And many of these individual policies, in fact, at least half of them, do not meet these minimum coverage levels, and that is the reason that insurers are sending notices out and saying we have to cancel this policy because we're actually not allowed to offer policy.
And let me throw another stratification into that dynamic, and that is that some companies are not canceling the policies. Like my insurance company didn't cancel my policy because I fit the profile you just described almost exactly. Fit it perfectly. But my company, my insurance company, didn't cancel my policy, which, by the way, I'm grandfathered, but still, I don't have as good a deal as I had because they've had to ramp up the coverage that I didn't need. I had risk I was accepting, but now I've got less risk, but it's costing me more money. But I didn't get to decide that, Rick. And so,
I know.
So,
exactly.
So now I've got, because of Obamacare, I'm paying more money for covering risks that I didn't think I needed. But the good news is my company didn't cancel my policy, but they said, okay, here's your policy still in force, but we have these new level of underwriting, and here's a new bill. So I'm lucky in one way that I didn't get canceled, but I'm unlucky in that my bill went up unnecessarily.
Right. And now a lot of people who fit this profile will actually end up better off if they go over to an exchange and they get a policy through the exchange, that's people who will qualify for the subsidies. So
they got
to
qualify. Yeah,
That's right. And now, so the real losers are the people who are going to go to an exchange and say, well, let me see what I can get there. And they're going to find that they don't qualify for a subsidy because their income is too high. I'm going to guess, Jim, this is where you fit in. And they're going to say, well, my only choice now is I have to pay full freight for a policy that provides more than I actually wanted to pay for. So you're going to end up with a better policy. You're just going to have to pay for it, and you didn't make that decision.
Well, and I'll tell you something. Yeah, I've got employees that we're not big enough to have a real plan, But we were helping them find plans, but we do compensate them, you know, to cover it. We help them with the expense. They just have their own plan, right?
Right.
Well, now, and whether they qualify for the subsidy or not, the subsidy is not big for people, employees in my range, in my company, but their costs are ridiculous per month for the coverage, and they've got high deductible, like $6,000 and $4,000 deductible, $3,000 and $4,000 deductible. I'm looking at the analysis I've got right here. And these people, that now their penalty right now next year will be $225.
Well, they're young people,
they're going to pay the penalty.
One of the things Obama has said all along is, look, there will be winners and losers under this. And he always talked about the winners and never the losers, and now we're figuring out who the losers are.
Well, but here's the problem with it. He wants to choose winners and losers instead of letting you and me choose make that determination for ourselves, and that's where he and I come to crossroads on and to cross purposes ideologically.
I think that is one of the biggest weaknesses of the whole plan, Jim. And that this is the so-called individual mandate we're really talking about.
Yep.
I mean the sort of economic reasons that exist make sense. Because you need to make the pool larger in order to drive down rates
right.
for everybody, that makes sense. But something about being told you have to go buy a certain product because the government tells you so just does not sit right with a lot of people.
With Americans, and I'll tell you something, it proves the point I've been making for 4 years, and that is Obamacare was never about reform. It was always only about control. Because this control, this tweaking of my level of risk to suit the president, to suit a politician or a political ideology, where's it going to stop? It's not going to just stop with what we have right now. It's going to change. Tin Tail, right back with Rick Newman. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.